In this unit of Component 11, Configuring Electronic Health Records, we will examine the value of order sets and go through lab exercises designed to instruct a student on how to build order sets within a typical electronic health record, or EHR. Typically, the order sets would be created by clinicians with expertise in treatment plans, and they would be able to take those plans and put them into specific order sets within the EHR system. Briefly, the learning goals of this module are to be able to describe and define an order set, to identify some specific benefits and costs to implementing order sets in an EHR, and to develop the hands-on skills of actually going into an EHR system and creating order sets. Two definitions of order sets are collections of preformed orders and groups of orders to manage a disease state or for a procedure. It is recognized that a major portion of patient care planning occurs during the process of writing orders. Computerized order entry can present collections of predefined orders to the user during the ordering process for their selection and use, thus speeding up the process while also reducing the opportunity for errors in creating the orders. These order sets are also useful for promoting standards of care and provide one element of structured clinical knowledge to be used by computerized provider order entry, or CPOE systems, at the point of care. However, since the creation, confirmation, and maintenance of order sets is resource-intensive, sharing order sets is a useful goal. Let's examine the benefits of order sets. Use of order sets is familiar to most clinicians, and most institutions have pre-printed order sets in use. In fact, order sets consisting of predefined collections of orders addressing a particular patient scenario have been established for many common processes for medical, surgical, and procedural problems. In short, order sets are a tool to translate evidence-based clinical knowledge into actions at the point of care. Effective order sets support error reduction, quality improvement, and reduced healthcare process variability. Predefined care plans detailing the essential steps in the treatment of patients with well-defined clinical problems are designed to translate published guidelines into local workflow. From a practical perspective, using quick orders and order sets for frequently ordered items can significantly speed up the ordering process for clinicians. Several quick orders can be combined in an order set, and order sets enable a group of quick orders to be executed in a sequence without having to select each quick order individually. There are significant time and expert resource costs associated with order sets. Although the incorporation of order sets into CPOE systems is a powerful tool to support implementation of standard care plans, reduce errors, and guide clinicians to utilize best practices in their care planning sessions, it is also time-consuming to create, manage, update, and distribute a large collection of predefined orders and order sets. In addition, this process requires clinical expertise and must incorporate most current research to ensure best practices are in place. Authoring order sets is often a local process, requiring custom development and programming that involves the time and expert knowledge and skills of a number of people. Typically, an EHR will provide specific tools for authoring and displaying order sets created for local use to ease the development burden and improve turnaround time. However, the value of having nationally developed order sets for common disease states or procedures is also recognized. Currently, there is interest and dialogue around creating standard representations of order sets that in turn will support the maintenance, sharing, and interoperation of predefined order sets. It is clear that the implementation of effective order sets is an essential tool in configuring EHRs to meet the standards of meaningful use. They directly impact patient safety, quality of care, and efficiency of treatment. Coordination of care is supported through the implementation of broadly recognized best practices, which in turn will indirectly impact the health status of populations by providing the best treatments and reducing errors or oversights. The next step in this unit is to engage students in the hands-on activity of logging into our demonstration electronic health record system, called CPRS, and to go through the exercise of creating some order sets for a patient with diabetes. Through this lab, the student will also get a chance to see what a typical order set might look like. There are a series of 5 demonstration labs and exercises to complete for this unit. The first is to complete an overview of how order sets work in the simulation EHR, CPRS, and how to log into CPRS. The second lab walks the student through the process of creating order screens. Labs 3 and 4 teach the student how to create laboratory quick orders and medication quick orders, respectively. In the final lab, the student will learn to build a comprehensive order set by combining the quick orders previously created in Labs 3 and 4.